HarperCollins presents Wednesday's Child. Stories written and read by Yi Yun Lee.
For my singular friend, Bridget Hughes, this book, like all the others, is but a placeholder. Wednesday's Child. The difficulty with waiting, Rosalie thought, is that one can rarely wait in absolute stillness. Absolute stillness? That part of herself, in the habit of questioning her own thoughts as they occurred, raised a mental eyebrow. No one waits in absolute stillness. Absolute stillness is death. And when you are dead, you no longer wait for anything. No, not death, Rosalie clarified, but stillness, like hibernation or estivation, waiting for... Before she could embellish the thought with some garden variety cliches, the monitor nearby rolled out a schedule change. The 11:35 train to Brussels Midi was cancelled. All morning, Rosalie had been migrating between platforms in Amsterdam Central, from track 4 to track 10, then to track 7, to track 11, and back to track 4. The trains to Brussels, both express and local, had been cancelled one after another. A family, tourists, judging by their appearance, as Rosalie herself was, materialized at every platform along with Rosalie, but now finally gave up and left, pulling their suitcases behind them. A group of young people, with tall, overfilled backpacks propped beside them like self-important sidekicks, gathered in front of a monitor, planning their next move. Rosalie tried to catch a word or two. German? Dutch? It was 2021, and there were not as many native English-speaking tourists in Amsterdam that June as there had been on Rosalie's previous visit, 20 years before. She wondered what to do next. Moving from track to track would not deliver her to the hotel in Brussels. Would cancelled trains only lead to more cancelled trains? Or would this strandedness, like ceaseless rain during a rainy season, or a seemingly unfinishable novel, suddenly come to an end on a Sunday afternoon in late May or on a snowy morning in January? Years ago, an older writer Rosalie had befriended inquired in a letter about the book she was working on. How is the novel? One asked that as one does about an ill person. And a novel that's not yet finished is rather like that. You reach the end, and the thing is either dead or in much better shape. The dead should be left in peace. A novel would not get better if all the characters spend all their time wandering between platforms. What Rosalie needed was not a plot twist or a dramatic scene, but reliable information. She found a uniformed railway worker and asked about the cancelled trains. The man, speaking almost perfect English, acknowledged her dilemma with an apology. There was an incident near Rotterdam this morning, he said. An incident, Rosalie repeated, though she already knew the nature of such an ambiguous term. Was it an accident?
Yes, the kind of sad accident that happens sometimes. A man walked in front of a train.
Rosalie noted that the verb he used, not jumped or ran or leaped, but walked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?